Blog Talk Radio.
Can't escape disappointment, can't avoid the delay, but I don't have to make feeling down and defeated the place that I stay. Gonna rise to the moment, gonna speak to the waves, gonna push back the doubt that keeps dragging me down when I can't find a way. Don't need a
glory to God. I believe, I believe, I believe. We stand by faith and not by sight. We just trusting in the Lord. And that's our big subject today that our co-host, precious sister Sarah, is going to join us today in sharing that word. Thank you so much for being a part. Now we even have Ireland, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Japan, India, Pakistan, United Kingdom, hallelujah, sister, United States, Brazil, oh my goodness, Canada. We could just go on and on. We're just so excited what great news for today's world is doing. We still would like to hear from you. Don't hide in the shadows. The call-in number is on the screen. You're welcome to call in anytime. I put our contact numbers up there and our email, also the Facebook and our website. And so let's pray. Father, I just thank you for this awesome time. What an honor. We know Jesus is coming soon, but we're staying focused on your plan, Almighty God, as we do walk by faith, trusting you, Lord. There's no one like Jehovah God that is live, living within us. Lord, let everyone have ears to hear today. Receive that healing in their body, in their mind, in their lives, in their families. As Sarah and I agree, in Jesus' name, amen. Hey, Sister Sarah.
Hey, Robin. It sounds like you're doing really, really good today. Glad to hear you and glad to be here with everybody else, too. And it is so exciting to hear just all around the world that there are people listening and coming together in Christ's name, and it's just a beautiful thing. So thank you guys for being a part of this. We do truly appreciate you. So share the word, and like Robin said, connect with us. We're on Facebook. You've got our contact information. We'd love to connect with you guys. So today, y'all, I want to talk about having faith in God. Having faith in God. And our opening text is going to be in Mark chapter 11, and it's going to be verses 20 through 25, but I just want to give a little backstory on this. So before we get to these verses, there is a fig tree that Jesus passes by, and when he goes to it, he thinks that there's going to be fruit bearing on it, but when he gets to it, there's not, and he curses this fig tree, right, and causes it to wither away. So that's where we're coming into this teaching now. Robin, can you read verses 20 through 25 for us?
Sure. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember it, said, "Master, behold, look, it's withered away." And Jesus answering said, "Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, not down in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall whatsoever he saith, it shall come to pass. Sorry, I messed that up. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe, receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also in heaven may forgive your trespasses.
Okay, you guys, so Jesus cursed this tree, right? And the next morning, him and the disciples pass by it, and they say, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered and died. Now, Jesus goes right into saying, have faith in God after that. And the reason why is because I imagine that the disciples looked surprised and shocked that it actually worked, that Jesus told this fig tree to be cursed and die, and it worked. So imagine their surprises when they find this the next morning. And so Jesus says, so maybe there might have been a little bit of doubt that it would have actually withered up and died, right? But Jesus says to have faith in God. I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain to be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen, but you must really believe it and not doubt in your heart. So what is in front of you right now that you feel is coming against you? Or what is this wall that is in front of you right now that you feel like you just can't seem to get past for whatever reason? Maybe you're believing for better things in your health, and yet it looks like your health is just on a downward spiral. Maybe you're believing for salvation to come to those that you've been praying for, your friends and your family, and yet it seems like they're just off on a wayward path forever, right? Maybe you're looking for growth in your business, growth in your church, right? There's different things that can be what looks like mountains to us, things that just look so hard to overcome. But Jesus says, you can say to those things to be thrown into the sea and it will happen, right? But you must believe in your heart that it will happen and not doubt. And he says that you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you received, it will be yours. Robin, what kind of thoughts do you have for us on that?
Well, you know, as he was saying here, remember, those things that you say will come to pass. Not so much about what you're praying, but what you say. And so those things that you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. So say out loud those things that you desire. I want to share a real quick history on the fig tree. They always paint the picture in the movies, the little tiny, you know, little fig tree that withered up and fell over. These fig trees have roots years deep down in the ground. I've been growing mm-hmm. one for 4 years now. And it's almost 5 feet tall, and I'm so excited it has 25 figs on it. But it's still growing. In Israel, they have a fig tree, actually, that has a restaurant built around a fig tree. It's so big. So imagine that's why the disciples were so shocked, because most of the fig trees that do bear fruit are huge. The roots, it says it died up from the root. And so when you have faith in God, those things that's holding you back will dry up from the root. Not just from the top and you kind of prune it off, but all the way to the root, it will be cast into the sea. And then you say and you believe and you receive.
Yes, that is so good. Thank you for sharing that. I also mm-hmm. like, too, how you pointed out it's about the things that you say. You guys, turn to 2 Corinthians 4, and we're going to look at verse 13 here. So before verse 13, Paul is talking about how he has suffered in the flesh, that he has been abused, been in constant danger of death because he served Jesus. And he also talks about how you can even see the evidence of his abuse on his body. But verse 13 says, but we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, I believed in God, so I spoke. And you guys, that is so important. When you believe the word of God, speak it. Speak it out there. That right there, just speaking it, shows your faith, shows that where your belief and trust lie, and that's in God. So thank you for bringing that up about the about saying. It's the things that you say.
Yes.
Let's look at Matthew 7, and it's going to be verses 7 and 8. And Robin, will you read that and then expand on it for us?
Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it will be opened unto you. For everyone that asks, receives. He that seeks, finds, and to him that knocks, it shall be opened. Years ago, I just kind of did a little game with this, and you write the word ask, each letter below each other. You write the A, and then you write the S underneath that, and then you write the word K. Well, that is true, Matthew 7, 7 through 8. And so the first letter is ask, and it shall be given. The second letter is S. Seek, and you shall find. The next letter is knock, K, and it shall be opened unto you. And so you pursue, you go after it, it shall be given unto you when you ask. When you knock, if you keep knocking and knocking, and you know that the answer is on the other side of the door, God says it will be opened. And for everyone that asks, will receive. This is God's word. He says, mm-hmm. If you ask, you will receive. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, it will be opened. Trust him today by faith.
Yes, amen. And you guys, there's such a key word that Robin said too, to pursue, right? Seeking is pursuing. And this, so when I'm looking in this Bible and the translation that I have here, you know, the Bible verses are broken up into sections, and the title of this section is called Effective Prayer. Effective Prayer. And I hear that people sometimes say things like, you know, you only need to pray for something once and then leave it alone. But that's not what this says. Verses 7 and 8 say to keep on asking, keep mm-hmm. on seeking, keep on knocking. So you yes. go to the Lord with those requests that are on your heart, those burdens that you're feeling, and you take mm-hmm. them to him. This is what his word says to do, and it's effective prayer, you guys. And it yes. says, and I love that promise, everyone who seeks finds. Everyone. Who is everyone? That's you. That's me. That's Robin. That is all people. Everyone who seeks finds. Everyone who knocks. The door will be opened.
Hallelujah.
What a good God that he never leaves the door closed on us. Mm. And I love the verses that are after this part. And I just want to encourage you with this. It says here, you parents, okay, so remember, God is our Father and we're his children. So you parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your own children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask
Yahoo. Him? Yes.
So ask him, guys. Reach out to your Father today and keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking. Robin, what last thoughts do you have for us?
Faith is believing, trusting, acting on, faith comes by hearing. The last scripture I got, Romans 10:17. You have to say it.
Yes.
You have to put it in action. Work God's word. He said, prove me and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven where there's not room. Faith is distrusting. It sounds so hard, but it's distrusting in God's word. Thank you, Sister Sarah, for this word. Please close us out.
Yeah. Father, I thank you for being such a good, good Father. Thank you, Lord, that you've opened up the door to us, your children, to be able to come to you freely and boldly and ask, Lord, ask for those things that are on our hearts, to seek you, Lord. I pray, Father, for every person on this line, that they would seek you with all their heart, and may they find you, and that they would keep on asking God for the burdens that are weighing them down, God, the things that they're in need of. Let them keep on asking you of it. And, Father, may the door be open to each and every one of them. May they believe with all their heart that they've received what they've asked for, and may your name be glorified because of it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, guys, it's been an honor. Again, tomorrow on Friday, tell everybody. Love you, Sarah. Love everybody. Bye.
Love you all. Till tomorrow.
Can't escape disappointment. Can't avoid the delay. But I don't have to make feeling down and defeated the place that I